Volunteer registration has opened for the Mayor's Greening Initiative tree planting. It's set for April 28th on the West Side. My guests here to talk about it and how you can get involved. Dia Noble, good morning to you, Dia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, Maggie Harthorn, as well.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, ladies, on behalf of Friends of Grand Rapids Parks, doing great things when it comes to greening our area. And here we are. Everybody is together, what, Saturday, April 28th, in the neighborhood surrounding Sullivan Field?
Yes, so we're all going to be at Sullivan Field that morning. Registration will begin at 8:30, and we'll actually start our program at 9 o'clock that day. So we plan on planting it until about noon with a fun celebration with food and just a good time afterwards.
And bottom line, you're planting some trees and greening our area. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, is this, you have several partners here, obviously the mayor, but Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. Let's begin with this definition.
Of what is Friends of Grand Rapids Parks? So we're a small nonprofit. We're in our 10th year, actually, this year, which is so exciting. And just really a group of friends got together and said, we want to make sure our parks are taken care of during our recession of 2008. Mm-hmm. And with that, they kind of championed a few things. They had a response to the Emerald Ashford issue that we had in the city, but also was big advocates in getting the millage passed for our Parks and Rec department. So now that Parks and Rec is up and running and it's a self-sustaining thing, Friends is now just working on stewardship for parks trees, for mm-hmm. parks and trees, I should say.
Right. Yes, great.
And we're always striving to reach that 40% tree canopy goal. So this is our big push in the fall with the mayor. We're planting 300 trees to get us just a little bit closer to that.
Yes, and again, no need to be condescending, but it's important to plant trees and to get our green space active. It's healthy for us, right?
Of course. And that's the big part of what we love to do, is just educating people about the benefits of trees. I know in elementary, we all learn about what it does to the air,
yeah.
But then there are also just several other benefits that I'm sure Maggie would love to share.
Yeah, it's fun, too. It helps clean our air. It keeps our spaces a lot more beautiful. Research shows that you're more likely to shop at a shop that has green space in its front rather than just a concrete jungle. And what we're doing is really fun, too. It's really important. We're working on a Saturday so we can catch people at home. People mm-hmm. in the neighborhood can be out and planting the trees that are going to be in their front yards and then take care of them from years to come. We can't do it without their help.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's talk action items and how then the 28th works, including there's a tree giveaway that happens the night before?
Yes. So Friday at 6 o'clock, we'll be at Sullivan Field, and we have 100 trees that we're going to give away. And it's really first come, first serve. You have to be a Grand Rapids resident in order to take home a tree. So unfortunately, if you're outside the city limits, you won't be able to take advantage of that, but
do I need to prove that with a check?
Yes, you will, mm-hmm. with an ID.
Yes, understandable. So where's Sullivan Field again? Where is
Sullivan Field is actually on the west side. It's just on that corner of Valley and 6th Street, mm-hmm. just next to the highway, just past the highway, just past 96 or I-96.
So Grand Rapids residents encouraged to select that free tree for their property provided by Bartlett Tree Experts. Good giving back. And then come Saturday gather, will the mayor be there?
Yes, she will.
She will. Along with hundreds of volunteers, we'll be working side by side with our mayor to get all 300 trees planted in just a matter of a few hours. It's mm-hmm. going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what time would you like everyone to register for this Saturday 28th opportunity?
8:30, please. If you come at 8:30, we can get everyone through fairly quickly. As long as you register ahead of time on our website, that takes care of your spreadsheet and getting us on your liability and all those things. So checking can be very quick and seamless so that we can all get started promptly at 9 o'clock with our program and getting out to the neighborhood through our planting.
What is that website, Dia?
You can find it at friendsofgrparks.org. The first picture that shows up says Mayor's Greening. You can click on that picture right there and it'll take you right to our website, to that web page.
So how am I planting trees? Am I actually digging in the dirt there, Maggie?
Yes, you are. You'll have a site leader. No experience is required. So if you've never stuck a shovel in the ground before, don't worry about it. It's a really great chance to learn. Our site leaders are well-trained. They'll be able to teach you how big to make the hole, how deep to make it, all the steps required to get that tree planted with no worries.
Again, those tools provided. And I trust you. This is family-friendly. I mean,
yes.
don't bring the baby, but, you know, it'd be good for a seven-year-old to dig a little dirt, right?
Yeah, and we have kids' tools as well, and so we'll be able to help anyone of all ages learn how to get those trees planted.
Yes. I understand the tree planting event coincides with Arbor Day?
That's correct. Arbor Day is actually April 22nd. It's 27th, I'm sorry. It always falls on the last Friday of April here in Grand Rapids. And that's, we'll be celebrating with our tree giveaway that day, but the planting will occur on Saturday so that everyone can be involved.
Awesome. With that same day, we are doing a tree giveaway with Stocking Elementary on that Friday on Arbor Day. So the mayor will come in to Stocking Elementary and we'll do a quick assembly and have some fun tree trivia. And we'll be giving away 400 saplings to the kids that day.
For them to go home and plant. By then, the snow will be gone. As we said that, didn't we?
We hope.
Again, the volunteer registration has opened for the Mayor's Greening Initiative tree planting. That planting is set for April 28th at Sullivan Field on the city's west side. Speaking with guests on behalf of their leadership, Maggie Harthorn and Dia Noble, Friends of Grand Rapids Parks. So from the look of the area from 9 a.m., and then when everyone walks away after your 2 o'clock time, will there be a difference in the look, Maggie?
It will look so much better. It's going to be a really rewarding experience for our volunteers. There's nothing like getting your hands dirty and being able to walk away from a project really seeing the difference. Mm-hmm. And I think that the neighbors in the area, if they aren't able to be involved that day, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback, and they're really excited about the change, how much greener it's going to be after we've left.
And Dia, as part of Friends of Grand Rapids Park, somebody's going to be checking on these trees, right? They won't, just to make sure they continue staying healthy and growing.
Well, yes. So the city actually is going to help spearhead that, making sure the trees are watered. In the initial stage, I think Friends and the city will help with the watering of those initial trees that are planted. But we also have a great program called Citizen Foresters, and that's really about training stewards in neighborhoods. So hopefully that we can get a few who may have an interest and show up to our tree planting classes that following week, that we're going to have that Tuesday at Stocking Elementary as well at 5:30. So get them going and get them started so that they can be champions for those new trees we just put in their neighborhood.
New trees and new life. So back to the art of planting trees. Again, the how-tos. You dig your hole. Then do you put water in the hole before you put them? I'm trying to remember my tree planting days.
Nope. You actually wait to water until the tree's already in the hole. So you dig it. Your site leader will be able to show you how wide and how deep to make that, because we never want to plant the tree too deep or too shallow. And we want to make sure that the soil around the tree is loosened up so that its roots can extend without hitting a hard surface and ending up killing the tree. We'll get that tree in the ground, make sure it's staked, backfill the hole, and then we'll be mulching all of our trees. And so volunteers will be able to do that too. And site leaders will show you the proper way to do that as well.
Yeah, boy. Educational and yet still giving back to your community. And we won't list them all, but so many community partners have stepped up to the plate to help. Yes. Yeah, I mean, so many, like Boxed Water and mm-hmm. Cascade Engineering and more. So mm-hmm. I trust this is all on a website?
Yes. So you find a list of all our sponsors right on the website. If you go to that Mayor's Greening page on our website, you'll find a list of everyone who's helped make this happen today. Great. Or this weekend, this month.
Yes. This month, next month.
It's all. Whenever the weather
goes away. Whenever it around, you bet. All right, your final words, Maggie Harthorn.
We are planting, rain or shine. We're going to get those trees planted. They need their homes, so we need help no matter what. And it's going to be even more fun if we have some challenges to work through mm-hmm. together.
Yeah. Again. Food involved. There we are. Details one more time, if you would, Dia.
If you please, go to visit our website at friendsofgrparks.org. You can find the first button that pops up, says Mayor's Greening Initiative. You can click on that, and that will take you to that webpage. If you happen to just overlook that picture under annual events, you will find a link to Mayor's Greening Initiative.
Great. Get out come Friday, April 27th, to get your tree if you're a Grand Rapids native, and certainly to help out your community on April 28th. Thank you, ladies, and have fun planting.
Thank you for having us.